Grace to you and peace from God the Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Dearly beloved, did you notice the thing about the wise men that you probably don't stop to think about each year when you hear about the wise men coming and the star that guided them? And where did it guide them first? It didn't first guide them to the manger. These were pagans from some distant country, people who probably worshipped the stars that they were observing, people who didn't know the God of Israel, and yet they had seen his star, and probably like you, I've read some fascinating articles about what this star was and where it appeared and when it appeared. But the wise men were led by the star, probably thousands of miles, but not to Bethlehem. The star did not first lead them to where the baby Jesus lay. It brought them to Jerusalem. And what was Jerusalem? Jerusalem is the holy city, the place where the God of Israel had his temple, the place where the Holy of Holies was, where the blood of the covenant of sacrifice was poured out continually. And that's where the star brought the wise men. And what happened there? Yes, they came before the king. And he questioned them, and he wanted to know, because they had asked about the king who had been born, the king of the Jews, but Herod didn't know. Nobody else seemed to know exactly where these wise men were going or where they could find the one who had been born king of the Jews. So what did they do? They looked in the Bible. These magi crossed thousands of miles. Who knows what conditions? Who knows how long it took them? And they heard the word of God. And the word of God guided them to Bethlehem. But you, O Bethlehem Ephrathah, though least among, are by no means least among the princes of Judah, for from you shall come one who will shepherd my people Israel. The wise men didn't know that before. They saw his star in the east and they followed it faithfully, but they were still pagans. They still did not know the God of Israel. They did not know the one who lay in the manger. They didn't know Jesus apart from the Word of God. Nature, the star, maybe you've gone to the mountains and seen the streams and the rocks. Maybe you've stood on the shore of the ocean and seen the magnificent wonder of waves. You've beheld waterfalls and all kinds of other things and thought, wow, God is glorious. But you can't know God apart from his word. So the Magi were brought to Jerusalem, where the chief priests and the scribes looked in the word of God and found the true revelation of the Lord Jesus Christ. God has taken the work of covering and hiding out of our hands. And he has taken the work of revealing the Lord Jesus Christ out of our hands and placed it in the nail-scarred hands of his only begotten Son. So the Magi came to where they were directed by God's word to the light of light, to the Lord Jesus Christ. What God covers, no earthly light could ever search or find. So we are delighted that Almighty God has revealed to us the truth of his Son. He revealed to us this truth in his holy word, the same way that he reveals it to us today. Then, when they hear the word of God and they know who it is they're looking for, the one who will shepherd God's people, Israel, then they can find the baby Jesus where God's word promises he will be. Not the star, but the word of God brought the Magi to where baby Jesus and his mother were found. And there we have this beautiful picture of God's church. Because you see, Mary and Joseph and the baby Jesus were Jews. And they were the people, the chosen people, God's holy people. And the Magi were Gentiles. And they were excluded from the promises made to Israel until that day they showed up and bowed down and worshiped the one who was born King of the Jews. And there, the Lord Jesus served the Magi by revealing himself to them. Jesus used the light of the star to bring the Magi to worship him from the hearing of God's word, the one that St. John in his gospel calls the light of the world. And he served the Magi even as he serves us through his suffering and death. These wise men are brought to behold this child who takes upon himself their sin, even as he took upon himself our sin. They are brought to fall down before this baby Jesus and offer themselves to him because of all that he does for them. The baby Jesus is God in the flesh. He's God in the flesh for you. He is God on the cross. No matter your nationality or your ethnicity, no matter who your ancestors are or where you are from, Jesus is God in the flesh for you. And in Jesus, there's no darkness at all. There's only the light of salvation. And so as the Lord Jesus served the Magi, so he serves us. He is where he promises to be in his word. Jesus says, "Come unto me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." Jesus calls us to himself here in his house, here where he gives himself to us, the same body that lay in the manger, the same blood that pumped through those veins that was hung on the cross is poured out for you here. And by his promise, by the same almighty word that revealed to the Magi that he would be born in Bethlehem, the Lord Jesus reveals himself here on the altar, his body and blood together with the bread and wine of this holy sacrament. And just like the Magi, your chief service, your highest service, to this little baby, to this man on the cross, your service to Jesus is faith. To trust and believe in him for the forgiveness of all of your sins. To trust and believe in him as the one who has redeemed you, a lost and condemned creature. Yes, the Magi brought gifts to the Lord Jesus, as well we should. But that was not their highest service. That was not the greatest good that they could do, but rather faith, to fall down before him and worship him as the God he is revealed to be, God in the flesh for you. And what happened to the Magi? They were changed. They were changed forever because they looked upon the Lord Jesus Christ, that infant holy who lay before them. They have seen him, and he has changed them. to stop trusting in themselves. The Magi no longer worshiped the stars, for they fell down and worshiped this holy babe of Bethlehem, the one who called them out of the darkness and into his marvelous light. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus.